So we'll discuss Samenyane Pesach, Samenyane Haggadah, the structure of the Haggadah. We might as well start from the beginning, and that is Kiddush, Kaddish. That's the first part of the Haggadah. And we'll discuss the difference between Kiddush Leil Pesach and the mitzvah of Kiddush all year round, every Friday night. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, in the fourth perek, in Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, about Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav basically made Shabbos early. This is the source of what we call early Shabbos. In fact, now that the clocks are changed, are they having an early minyan already?
Yes.
So I always point out, every Shabbos you have to make an early Shabbos because it's a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Shabbos. And that's our minhag, 18 minutes before we light the candles in Yerushalayim, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. There's a mitzvah in our Torah, we'll discuss, of making Shabbos early, whether it's winter or summer. But what we call colloquial early Shabbos, I don't see anyone making it at 3 o'clock on a Friday in the winter, which is probably a good thing, because then we could, Ramosha has a tshuva, how we could get a cooler based on that. But if you're doing it for convenience, it's not necessarily binding on everyone else. But maybe we'll get to that another time. But so there's a mitzvah in our Torah, or we'll discuss if it is in our Torah, but there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The source actually that everyone agrees upon is the Gemara in Yuma of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That everyone agrees based on a pasuk, because it talks about Yom Kippur, which is on the 10th, but the pasuk says the 9th. So we learn out from there, besides one halacha, about whoever eats on the 9th of Tishrei, it's ki'ilu, you fast the 9th and 10th. But there's another halacha, the Gemara learns out, that there's a mitzvah to begin Yom Kippur early, and also extend it a bit as well. That's the Gemara in Beit talks about it as well, about the people who are eating towards the end, whether the discussion was you should tell them, give them rebuke when they're doing something unintentionally. But the Gemara is clear, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Everyone agrees to that, even the Rambam. What do I mean, even the Rambam? Because the Rambam makes no mention of Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif. He's in denial over Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, no mention. We'll come back to the Rambam in a minute. But what's the source of Tosefes Shabbos? So the Or HaZeruah and other Rishonim say Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa. All year round, when we bring in Shabbos early, anytime you have to plug HaMincha, the Zman of Tosefes is a Zman Min HaTorah. How do I know that, the Or HaZeruah says? Because how did Rav make Shabbos early? Kiddush is a Mitzvah Min HaTorah. How much of Kiddush is Min HaTorah? That's a separate share. But Kiddush is clearly Min HaTorah. Zocher Shom HaShabbos Kokadcho. So if Tosefes Shabbos is only Derabbanan, how could you fulfill a mitzvah in HaTorah of Kiddush during a Zman Derabbanan? It must be that Tosefes Shabbos is Deraisa. So the Or HaZeruah, the Kash is the Teretz, and Tosefes Shabbos is Deraisa. Not too many hold. It's interesting, Mordechai in Megillah, which says maybe the Kash is the Teretz in a different way, he says, I'll bring a raya from the fact that you can make Kiddush, which is a mitzvah in HaTorah, during Tosefes Shabbos, which is only a Zman Derabbanan. From here, I can bring a raya that if someone is only obligated to be drabanan, could be motzi someone who's chayim in HaTorah. We don't pass like this Mordechai, but the Mordechai, the other reason I'm saying, it's no raya. It's a raya for something else, but it's not a raya that Tosefes Shabbos is deraisa. So Machok has reshown him whether Tosefes Shabbos is deraisa or drabanan. Let me just point out, what about Tosefes Yontif? People have this erroneous impression that there is no Tosefes Yontif. And that's incorrect. There's no fundamental difference between Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. There are only some technical problems we have on certain Yom Tovim. We'll get to one, Leil Pesach, where it's the Leil Shavuos for other reasons, external reasons, Tamimas, that we don't want to bring in the Yontif until Naifa, but not because of the, it's not a Chisorin and Tosefes Yontif. So really, it applies equally the halacha of Tosefes Shabbos, and that's why when it's at Shiloh, let's say the seventh day of Pesach, you know, other days where it's not an issue, you can bring in Yontif early. So the issue is, So there's no fundamental difference. It's only a pragmatic issue of Yom Tov. So we paskin, everyone paskin, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Daraisa. It's a Machokas Rishon, and we paskin Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov is also Daraisa, like the Azura. That's how Rav made Kiddush early. Interesting, the Rambam makes no mention of the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. So all the first jump on the Rambam, what, how did Rav make Kiddush early then? If there's no concept of Tosefes Shabbos, so the Rambam isn't bothered by it, because if you have to know the Rambam Shita by Kiddush, there's a fundamental machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, on what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush. I'll get a separate shiur, but this briefly, the Rambam Shita is, it's a mitzvah of, it's a zachar Hashem HaShabbos Gokoncho. So Rambam, the focus is on the zachar, on the zachira. There's a special mitzvah to give special mention of the uniqueness of Shabbos. When is the mitzvah? Bichnisaso uviyitziyaso, in its entrance and in its exit. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush is before Shabbos. So it's not a kashan. Obviously, you can't do it at 10 o'clock in the morning. You have to paga mincha, whatever samach or Shabbos is. So it's, the Rambam doesn't need tosef for Shabbos. He says that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. And in theory, hypothetically, according to the Rambam, you could have Kiddush without an Issa Malach in theory. That's where Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about a nursing home, I think it was even Pesach, about bringing in early, could he make Kiddush and then drive home afterwards? So it's a whole tshuva, but one of the nakudas are, if you hold like the Rambam, that you could talk about the question of making Kiddush and still getting into your car and driving. But according to the Ramban, it's Zohar Shama Shabbos L'Kadsho. The Iker is it compares it to Yovel. The Kiddush Temeshnas, and therefore obviously you can only make Kiddush when it's this man Shabbos. So the Rambam Sheet is, it's not a Kashi, he doesn't have to hold from Tosefes Shabbos, because the mitzvah of making Kiddush is beforehand. So either way, whichever lamdish you want to do, the bottom line is Rav made Shabbos early, and there's a concept, whether you want to call it Tosefes Shabbos or not, you can make Kiddush early. So all year round, that's what we rely on, and especially now that we changed the clocks, people are going to be making Kiddush while it's daylight out. It's not even before sunset, and it's not a problem. Rav did it. If it's good enough for Rav, it's good enough for us. And you fulfill the mitzvah in Torah Tosefes Shabbos anyway, even if you do it 18 minutes before. But you're extending the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. You want to bring in Shabbos earlier. You do it after Plag. So that's Kiddush all year round. Not a problem. We can make Kiddush after Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before sunset. So on a 6-to-6 day, after 4:45, one can make Kiddush and bring in Shabbos. What about Kiddush Leil Pesach? Is that the same as all year round, or is Kiddush Leil Pesach different? So I would have said, why discriminate? The same way I can make Kiddush after Plag HaMincha all year round, why not make Kiddush? And it's all about the kids Pesach night. In fact, I want to bring it in early, because we want the kids to be up, at least for some of it, until they find the Afikomen or whatever they want to find. But at least it's by Pesach, we have a reason to bring it in early. Yet the Machaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, you can't make Kiddush ad shetechshach. The Machaber writes, Rav Yosef Cairo, one cannot make Kiddush until nightfall. And the question is, why not? Manishtana laila zeh. Why by tomorrow night we'll make Kiddush early, but why not Leil Pesach? It's a Gzeirah Shavah of Tesvah of Tesvah, and we'll get into that in a minute, right? So that's the Pashas, but Tesvah of Tesvah, that's just the Gzeirah Shavah between Sukkot and Pesach. Yeah, so why not? Yeah, so then that's not necessarily the source of why, but that's Sukkot and Pesach. We'll get to the source in a minute. It's a machlokas, the Magen Avram and the Taz. And what's the pshat in the Machaber? Why is he discriminating against Leil Pesach? Why do we have to wait until nightfall? So the Magen Avram writes, you know why? Because it follows. We know there's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach on Pesach, as the name indicates. The Karban Pesach, that's when we eat it. And we do the Hachana Erev Pesach. So when do we have to eat the Karban Pesach? So the Pasuk says, V'achu es habasar ba'layla hazeh. The Pasuk says, you have to eat the Karban Pesach at night. And as we all know, even though there was a discussion about the Karban Pesach more than any other Karban, and that's a separate share, Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, We're moving into Sefer Vayikra next week. It's a different topic. But whatever the reason why we don't bring a carbon today, we don't. So let's move on. And the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Arvei Psachim, Daf Kuf Chaf, I believe, makes a hekish between carbon Pesach and matzah. That's true, we don't eat the carbon Pesach today, but matzah takes the place, and just like carbon Pesach had to be eaten at night, so too, the matzah also has to be eaten at night. There's another pasuk by matzah also, of Erev Tochu Matzos, but that's the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Chaf. Rashi has a bigger chiddush. He says, not only the Gemara compares achilas matzah to achilas carbon Pesach. This is like we eat the carbon Pesach, and then you have the home achokas chatzos or alos hashachar. So too by matzah, you have to finish the afikomen by chatzos or not. But Rashi has a bigger chiddush, not only the actual achila, but the hachana. Just like by the carbon Pesach, when you begin for the hachanas for the carbon Pesach, achar chatzos. Rashi Shita is, you start baking the matzahs. I don't know, I see matzahs in Sobeys all over the place. Maybe they didn't know this Rashi, and the fact that Shulchan Aruch brings it down. That Rashi says you bake matzahs that an Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. And I like to say, if you could afford them, you should get them. Because if Shvura matzah, obviously Lechem Oni isn't going on the price, it's going on the actual ingredients. Because the shmura matzah, I don't know what it is this year, $20, $25 a pound, I don't know, hand shmura. So try to get matzahs baked after chatzos, and maybe double, triple, I don't know, I never got them. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch says if you can, I mean, it's based on the Rashi, on the Rishonim. So the Hasidim have basis for this chumra, so based on the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. So in Brooklyn and Montreal, where they have their own matzah factory, you have connections, maybe you could get some. So either way, that's Rashi's chiddush. I mean, maybe they can. It'll be hard to get them here, unless maybe you send them federal. I don't know. You have to get. I guess in theory you can get them here, but it'll be hard if you don't. If I don't know, you can't. Do they not have a bakery? I don't know if they have. Do they make matzahs in Toronto? I don't even know. So, but either way, what? No. Right. Like commercially or just for themselves?
No, I think there's, I've heard there are people baking.
Yeah, the major issue is baking matzahs after chatzos also, so in terms of bitto, but that's a separate shiur. So either way, getting back here, so the Gemara tells us we have to eat the matzah balayla based on a hekish to Karban Pesach and Rashi's own chiddush about even the Hakana. And comes along the Magen Avram, and the Gemara says, Bina Torah, you have to eat the matzah and the carbon pesach balayla. But Magen Avraham says, Midrabanan, the Chachamim, call tikin drabanan ke'ein dol raisa tikin. We pattern our mitzvahs drabanan after our mitzvahs min haTorah. And the Magen Avraham says, the Chiddush, that not only do you have to eat the matzah during the zman of the carbon pesach, but all the mitzvahs halayla, the dalid kosas, the four cups of wine, and all the mitzvahs saying the halel, have to be done during the time of the Karban Pesach. So that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that, so the Magen Avraham says, you know why? It's nothing to do with Kiddush. Really, you can make Kiddush early, even Leil Pesach. You know why you can't make, Kiddush? You have to wait until nightfall, because it always happens that Kiddush is always the first cup of wine. And now it's the first cup of wine, one of the four cups, that has to be done by Laila. So since the first cup has to be done by Laila, inadvertently, Kiddush has to be done alive. It's not a din in Kiddush, it's a din of the four cups of wine that all the mitzvahs are alive. That's how the Magen Avraham says, that's the pshat and the machaber, that outs the first cup, outs the Dawud Kosis, that's why you have to wait until Laila. That's the Magen Avraham. The Taz says nothing doing. It's all about the Kiddush. It's not about the four cups like the Magen Avraham is saying. It's Dafka about Kiddush is a major problem. Why should Kiddush be a problem tonight? It's not a problem tomorrow night. Why should it be a problem on Leil Pesach? So the Taz is a big Kiddush. So this isn't the Kiddush yet. This is the Gemara. I'll tell you when I get to his Kiddush, I'll tell you. The Gemara tells us the halacha of Kiddush b'makom suda. That might be a Kiddush of the Gemara, but the Gemara says that to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, it has to be in the place we're eating. Then you get into whether midrabanan, min haTorah, all the lumdis. But the bottom line is, for our purposes, you have to make Kiddush in the place where you eat. comes along and Taz and says, not only does Kiddush Malkum Suda mean that, but it means you need a Kiddush has to be made in the Zman, which is Rai L'Suda. Have to be able, al pi halacha, to eat the meal. Now, I can't make Kiddush at a time where I can't eat the meal. That is a chisaron, and that's lacking in Kiddush B'Malkum Suda. So that's what the Taz says. You know why you have to wait until Kiddush? You can make, you have to plug on Mincha. No problem with Kiddush per se, but Matzah is the Suda. You need Kiddush B'Malkum Suda, and since the Gemara tells us that you have to eat the Matzah B'Layla, hence I have to eat Kiddush. But it's Kiddush B'Malkum Suda. So it will be a chisaron in Kiddush, and that's why I have to wait B'Layla. So it's a machok, it's the Magen Avraham and the Taz, on what's the pshat in the Macha. Everyone agrees you have to wait until nighttime. The question is why. According to the Magen Avraham, because it's the first of the four cups, and the four cups have to be in the night. And according to the Taz, nothing to do with that. It's a chisaron in Kiddush. You need Kiddush B'Malkum Suda. My nafgamina between them.
So during the regular Shabbos, understanding then, therefore, that it's not, the Kiddush is not tied to the...
Like, you mean tomorrow night? You mean, yeah.
The Kiddush is not tied to the meal.
But I'm going to get to the Machokas Taz Marshal in a minute. Yeah, I'm going to actually show how the Taz is Lishitasun in a minute.
Taz will hold up.
Yeah, I'll get to that. Good point. I was going to get to that in a minute. Actually, I'll do that right now, then I'll get to nafgamina. So there's a... What Lays is referring to... There's actually a couple of famous disputes between the Taz and the Marshal regarding Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontov. But the one very nogea to tomorrow night, so let's get to it right now, is the issue is, so Rav Soli Shel Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. We all know you can make Kiddush after Plag HaMincha. What about the Suda? Do I have to make sure that my Suda extends? It's usually not a problem. Because the difference between a weekday Suda, 5 minutes, and a Shabbos is a couple of hours, you usually make it tonight. But let's say, do you have to? In other words, do I have to wait until it gets dark and eat another kezias of bread? Is that, or no? That this like I can make, this like Rav Soli, Rav made Kiddush, or I can even finish my Suda. So that's a machlokas, the Taz and the Marshal. The Taz says, you can do this, you can finish your Suda while it's broad daylight. And the Marshal says, no, you have to have a kezias of bread after. You can make Kiddush early and have your meal, but just at the end, wait until nightfall and make sure you have another kezias of challah. So the question is, what's in the Kudus HaMachlokes? What's the issue here between the Taz and Marshal about, so what is the nature of the din of Tosefes Shabbos? What does it mean when it's Tosef? What does it mean that you bring in Shabbos early tomorrow night? What does that mean exactly? Does it mean that actually when you bring in Shabbos, you walk out after Ma'ariv, it's broad daylight. Does that mean it's the next day already? We consider it al pi halacha, like it's Shabbos, or that's why I'm saying it's Laila Kamacha Mamish. It's like Friday night already, even though physically it's not. What did I say? No, it's still Friday. But out the chiddush of Tosefes Shabbos is that I could do the mitzvahs hayom, and there's an isra malacha perhaps, and I could do the mitzvahs hayom, but it's not, it doesn't transform the day into the next day. I'll give you a nafgamina. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva by Sfiras Omer, it also comes up by Sfira all the time. You go to an early minyan after Pesach, and you forgot, you're ready, you daven ma'ir, everything, and you remember, wait a second, I forgot last night. I didn't count Sfira Thursday night, meaning yesterday. So the question is, it too late? Could I? Is it the next day or not? So according to the Taz, it's Mocha Mamish. Whatever the halacha is, if you miss a day, we'll wait to sphere it, have a share on that. Whatever the halacha is, if you miss a complete day, what do you have to do? That's what you have to do. But according to the Marshal, not a problem. It's still day. So at least for this, Ramosha's make, at least in this regard, like the Marshal, that he says you could still count sphere as a Omer. You could count sphere as a Omer. So getting back, So that's the machlokas. The Taz holds Tosefes Shabbos transforms the day, and therefore that's it. It's Marcha Mamish, and that's why I can eat. Of course, I could have my Suda. It's Shabbos. I'm not gaining anything by waiting any longer. And the Marshal says no. I guess the source of learning out Suda Ichu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem. Maybe Hayom Daska have to be on the Yom of Shabbos proper, not Tosefes. So the Marshal is machmir that you should have a kezayis achala after nightfall. So the fundamental machok is how you view Tosefes Shabbos or not. And in fact, that's this. So So perhaps we could say, and it seems to be obvious, that this taz, these two taz go together. They're hand in hand, or as they say, lishi tason. That can see why, how do the two taz fit in? Because according to the taz, you have to be able to eat the suda after Praga Mincha. Because according to the taz, if you couldn't eat the suda before nightfall, you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush early. By definition, the taz is Kiddush from Makam Suda, it has to be rivaled. That's the problem with Kiddush Leil Pesach. If it was true every Shabbos, like Glaze's question, so then the taz would say you can't make, you'd have to wait until, and the fact that taz says you can make Shabbos early, so we see, obviously, hold. So the Marshal doesn't have to hold from the Kiddush. The taz, only the taz has to hold away. You can have other opinions that hold, you can make Kiddush early, and it's still not that way because they don't have the Kiddush of the taz that you need something right with Suda. So that's this, and this taz of Marshal has the same achokas by, let's say, bringing in Shavuos early because you need Tamimis. So perhaps according to the taz, it's a problem because you're making Machar Mamish early. You're not getting the full Tamimis. According to the Marshal, it wouldn't be a problem to bring in Tosefis Yom Shavuos early. And then perhaps you had the problem you have by Hoshana Rabbah going into Shemini Atzeres. According to the taz, it's no problem. Sukkot is over, and then I can just, I don't, and now it's the new Chag. But according to the Marshal, what am I going to do? Am I going to make a Leishah about Sukkah? Is it Sukkah? So all these issues, it could be a Kul or a Chumrah, depending, but those are the three places where they come up. This Machokas Taz and Marshal, every Friday night. It comes up on Hoshana Rabbah leading into Shemini Atzeres, and it comes up the night before, you know, Leil Shavuos. So this Taz is,
Pesach. If we're going to say that the Taz Lishisod, that he says Machar, that it becomes the next day, then wouldn't the mitzvah of Matzah...
So take it to the next step. Why not Matzah?
Yeah, so let the Matzah already be...
Okay, good question. That's a good question. So why not? If you take the Taz, so according to the Marshal, or according to the people who learn Tosefis Yontif, this means that you're just allowed to do the mitzvah Hayom, but it's not Laila, so therefore you could ask according to that sheet also. But why not, you know, why not Tosefis Shabbos? So in fact, there is a sheet that Tosefis HaRush in Brachas holds Leil Pesach is no different than all year round. He holds you could Bekabo Pesach after Prag HaMincha Alts Tosefis Shabbos Yontif, and you can do everything right after. Right, what I'm saying, so clearly with the Taz we could discover, right? So I didn't give you a reason why not yet, right? But according to the Taz, he's clearly has the same lumdis as or the Taz is the same lumdis as of him. He's basically viewing Tosefis Shabbos as Macha Mamish, and that's what the Taz is working with. So perhaps, you'll have to say maybe according to the Taz, he does agree, but Pashas, you know, Taz doesn't necessarily go against the Shulchan Aruch, so you have to say something else.
Extrapolate to the Taz and say,
"Is
Manu Beis
Hamikdash?
You eat the
Purim Pesach early." No, so I'm saying no. So the F no. So that's what the Taz would say. It's a special Gzeiras Hakasuv V'Achlos Abasa B'Layla Zeh, and the Gzeiras the Tosefis Alt Tosefis Shabbos and Yontif. You're right. It's Macha Mamish, and I would be able to accept this Gzeiras Hakasuv that tells me Matz has to be done at night. So that's what the Taz would have to answer. In Akhnami, that'd be the lumb. The bottom one, everyone agrees you can't eat the matzah until night. But according to the Taz, you'll have to come up with a bigger lumdis that it's even though normally Tosefis Shabbos means it is Laila, but here you have a special pasuk, the Achlos Abasa B'Laila Zeh. The Hekish overrides the general halacha of Tosefis. Even though it is Laila, but apparently by Karban Pesach, it has to be Laila Mamish, meaning besides halachically Laila, it has to be, you know, Laila as in dark outside.
That's,
right, because that's for sure. The Taz always says it because of the Suda. That's the Taz's
right.
Taina.
But you're saying the Taz of the Shitasai, I mean, I see that they actually contradict each other, because when it comes to Matzah, he's saying that you should be able to wait, you have to wait until the nighttime.
What I mean, Shitasai is, that's the Kiddush from Makam Suda, because by Leil Pesach, the Halacha is based on the Gzeiras HaKasuv, you have to eat the Matzah Balayla, hence you can't make Kiddush early, because you need, it's lacking in Kiddush B'Makam Suda, it's not Raila Suda. But on Friday night, where you don't have that Xeris Akasiv telling me I need the Suda Laila Mamish, so then the Taz was consistent with his view. Kiddush B'Makam Suda, I can eat the Suda after Prague, make Kiddush. That's what I mean by he's consistent with his view.
Taz says that specifically, but that's Rechaim's explanation of the Taz.
What?
Does his Taz say that himself?
Or no, he doesn't. The two Tazes people are putting together, the Taz isn't necessarily connecting the two Tazes. He doesn't, I don't think he refers you to my other Taz. I've heard people connect the two Taz, in other words, it's not my own Kiddush connecting the two Taz, but I don't think the Taz himself, like, says, and Ayin maybe does, you know, Ayin there. It's two different people saying these two, this Taz seems to fit in with that Taz. Yeah, so what are you saying? You're,
no, because if you just look at it, at the way it's presented, it comes out that the Taz seems to argue with himself.
But why is it for which Nakuda?
Because by Pesach, he's saying that you have to wait until the nighttime. And when it comes to Shabbos, yes, you. So the point is that.
No, but he's not.
That Kiddush B'Mokum Suda becomes the principle that is consistent. True. But if you're going to say the idea that it's Laila Mamish, that question doesn't fall off.
No, it does, because that. We're saying no.
Then everything stays.
No, that's what you have to say. Dafka, the Xeris, the Kazav, Achos, Abbas, Abalaila, Zeh. Is teaching me to the exclusion of Tosefes Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
That's how you have to learn it. That's how you have to say the Taz. That's where,
so it overrides,
and it fits in perfectly with the Taz. If not for the pasuk, I'd have the Tosis Harush, and we'd be doing again. The Mechaber doesn't even bring down the Tosis Harush, but again, it's another sniff to be makel for nursing homes or older people or sick people who can't stay up that late, especially after the... That's why in Israel, I think they changed the clock after Pesach, but at least we changed it after Purim this year, so Tanya's Esther was a little shorter, but we're getting there. The Canadian government's coming around, and we'll try to work it into OHIP and stuff. But either way, so that's the point here. So that's what I mean, that Taz is consistent with his view. So, my nafka mina between the Magen Avraham and Taz. Either way, you have to wait, unless it's a real makam sarach, you have to wait until Laila to make, you know, to make the Kiddush. Either according to the Magen Avraham, it's the first cup, or according to the Kiddush. So, my nafka mina, so perhaps the nafka mina between the Magen Avraham and Taz is, let's say I made Kiddush early. I wasn't at the shiur tonight. I didn't know the Mechaber. I'm making Kiddush early every Friday night. Why not we all Pesach? And someone shows you the Shulchan Aruch that you have to wait. Okay, so you made Kiddush, now what? So, do you have to make another Kiddush? So, according to the Magen Avraham, you don't take Kiddush. Or, because you can make, according to the Magen, there's no problem making Kiddush early, we all Pesach. It's a chisarin in the Dalit Kosos. So, you'd have to drink another cup, either make another bracha or not. You'll have to drink another cup to have four cups after a nightfall, but you wouldn't necessarily have to. You know, again, you get into what's Kiddush Makam Suda, that, but assuming there's no other technical problems, you wouldn't necessarily have, in theory anyway, you wouldn't have to make another Kiddush. But according to the Taz, it's all about Kiddush. You'd have to make another Kiddush. It's a meaningless Kiddush, and not Yotze, and you have to make another Kiddush again. So that's a kula for the Magen Avraham, a chumra for the Taz. But on the other end of the scale, we have the opposite. So according to the Magen Avraham, it comes out.
The Taz would say that the Xeris of Kasuv is Bidyevet.
Now, which Xeris HaKasuv?
Xeris HaKasuv is really for the Korban Pesach, not for Kiddush, right? You're extending it to Kiddush.
So he's saying we have a lacha. The Kiddush B'Makam Suda is, he's holding, you know.
Oh, it's not B'Makam Suda.
Right, that's what he's saying, not be right. That's not touching it.
So
Kiddush is just the Kiddush B'Makam Suda happens to mess him up, but it's nothing to do. It's only because he's not making that drasha from the Kiddush. It's based on the law of Kiddush B'Makam Suda. Again, you know, then maybe it's assuming Kiddush B'Makam Suda is the right, so we can get into that discussion. On the other end, do I have to drink all four cups by Chatzos? According to the Magen Avraham, yes. You have to finish your whole Seder by Chatzos because it's a din of the Mitzvah Halayla. So this, like, you have to begin in the night. So the Machok is whether Chatzos or Alos HaShachar. So not only the Afikomen, the Dawid Kosas and Hal, in fact, Rav Shechter always likes saying over, I guess, you know, when his kids went to Breuer's, that's the school in Washington Heights, right where he lives. So, you know, I know some adults that do it, but kids always going to come back the next day in shul. My Seder went to 12 o'clock. Mine went to 1 o'clock. Mine went to 3 o'clock. And Rav Shechter's kids, mine ended at 11 o'clock. Or I'm just making up whatever. Because Rav Shechter was machbid for the sheet of the Magen Avraham. You have to finish your Seder. You know, you can sing Chagadjo all night if you want, but the halachic part of the Seder has to be finished by Chatzos, not just the Afikoman, and that's working with the Magen Rambam. But going to the Taz, you don't have to finish. It's only a din in the Afikoman, the matzah, but the Dawud Kosos isn't an issue. So that's a kul and a chumra, depending on which side of the Taz and the Magen Rambam you take.
You're talking about the difference of 2 minutes.
What? What do you mean 2 minutes?
The last part is the Afikoman. And the last
coast. Well, you have Hallel and stuff.
Oh, you can't even do Hallel?
No, he says...
Wait, Hallel is...
Yeah, then you have the third and fourth cup you have to finish. You know, there's still... Right, it's not that much. As we all know, when... It definitely in time-wise, once you get it after the meal, the Haggadah seems to move much quicker towards the second end, for many reasons. So that's one... So one major nafka mina between Kiddush Leil Shabbos and Kiddush Leil Pesach is Kiddush Leil Shabbos, bring it on early like we're going to do tomorrow. But Kiddush Leil Pesach, you have to wait until nightfall. Another nafka mina between Kiddush Leil Pesach and Kiddush Leil Shabbos is...
Sorry, can I ask that? What about the Rambam? What about the Rambam? The Rambam normally... says you want
to
make Kiddush earlier, right?
Yeah, so
did you cover that already?
Yeah, I mean, I touched the Rambam, that's in terms of, right, the terms on Kiddush Shabbos. Right. So that's why
what would he say on Yom Tov?
No, so he's saying, he would also, in terms of Yom Tov also, but it's a technical reason why, according, whether he'd hold like the Magen Avraham or the Taz, we could see, whichever Lamdis he'd have to weigh. In terms of Kiddush, you're right. Normally, the Rambam sheet is you can make Kiddush before Shabbat. You bring it in before, yeah. Yeah, so then the question is either it's whether he goes with the Taz, it's Kiddush, or Kiddush, and welcome to do, or maybe he holds the Magen Avraham's reason, now it's the Dawud Kosos, you have to wait.
Do we know for sure that he holds? Does he say that on Pesach is different, that you don't do it earlier?
Yeah, I assume, I think I'm pretty sure, I have to see it, but I'm pretty sure he says you have to wait until, because the Mechaba usually goes with the Rambam, so he's probably quoting the Rambam, yeah. But so another nafka mina would be is, who has to drink the cup? So who has to drink the cup? Well, tomorrow night we're going to make Kiddush. Who has to drink from the cup of wine? So the Gemara tells us in Erevin, HaMevarech Sarech Sheyitom, the one who makes Kiddush, he's the one who has to drink. And so really there are three levels. Ideally, the one who makes the Kiddush should drink the requisite amount of wine. We'll get into what the requisite amount is. Then the second level is, if he can't drink the whole amount, then you give shot glasses out to everyone, Kiddush cups, and shtiyas kula mistarfin. And if everyone together at the table adds up. And thirdly, if he can't drink at all, he should at least give to one person there that one person should drink the rov revias, whatever the requisite amount, and then the rest. So either way, the luck, but the point being is, just the person, Mayikar Adin, just the person making Kiddush has to drink. No one to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush tomorrow night, you don't have to drink any wine unless you're the one making the Kiddush. And so only one person has to drink the wine. Let's assume L'chatchila, the person making the Kiddush, he has to drink. Everyone else could watch him and listen, and you get your mitzvah of Kiddush. You don't have to drink. So Mikra Adin, you don't have to drink from the cup of Kiddush all year round. Shabbos morning, there's a brisk chumra that maybe people should drink from the cup of wine, because maybe it's just a birkas hananim. But Mikra Adin, you probably don't have to drink from the Kiddush cup. If you're going to take one, you can take the chum. Everyone usually takes from both. But Shabbos morning is what more to discuss on, but Mikra Adin, you don't have to probably either Shabbos morning. But Friday night, certainly you don't have to drink. You could just have to watch someone else drink the wine for you. That works. Shomei HaKa'una. So what about Kiddush Leil Pesach? So again, Manish Tana, why should there be a difference? The same way it works every Friday night, the head of the household makes Kiddush. So too, right, that's the way it works Pesach, right? One person makes the Kiddush and he drinks and everyone else watches. Yet that's not the way it works. Everyone seems to have their own cup of wine.
No, so
we'll get to that. So what abrakosis on who? So that's what Tosis says. Tosis says what I'm saying now. First he says, Ksas Raya from the Lashon HaMishnah. In Arvei Pesachim it says, "Will yifzachu lo me arba kosas." It says it in singular that even the ani, he has to, it doesn't say about the ani's family, he has to make sure he doesn't have, he has for implying that only he has to drink. And Tosis says that's very logical. Because my shna kiddish kol hashana mi kiddish li'al Pesach. Why should I, there's no fundamental difference between the kiddish li'al Pesach. So in, that, in fact, Tosis says it. In fact, his Tosis really rejects it at the end, but we'll call it, everyone likes calling it Tosis sheet, that at least you could have two, you could have a sheet today. At the end of the day, it looks like he rejects it, but we'll call it Tosfos sheet anyway. That's what in all the Sfarim they say it's Tosfos sheet. So we'll go, it's the Havamin of Tosfos. But either way, Tosfos says, Tosfos does give in the beginning of Tosfos, he says this. So Tosfos says there's no different, and he says, that's it. We all would like to follow Tosfos. One person makes the Kiddush, one person drinks the four cups, everyone listens, and that's it. You don't have to drink four cups of wine. The Chiyuv is only on the Baal HaBas. That's the sheet of Tosfos. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam writes, everybody has to drink. Everyone agrees you can listen to the Kiddush and listen to the Bracha. That's Shomei Kohen. There's no argument on that part. But on the actual drinking, the Rambam sheet is everybody. It's not enough. You can't watch me drink. You got to drink yourself. Everyone has to drink their own cup of wine. So it's a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos on Li'al Pesach, whether everyone has to drink or just the head of the household. What's the nekudas ha-machok? What's the issue? Why does the Rambam say everyone? Why does Tosfos say the Baal HaBas? So the Briska Rav explains and others, the fundamental, how do we view the Chiyuv of Dawud Kosa? So we're brainwashed by the Rambam because we know, because that's what we always drink. But what is the Baal Tosfos sheet to hold? That basically it's the same Chiyuv as Kiddush while you're in. Kiddush is basically, it's a chovas bracha. The basic chiyuv is the haskara al hakos. Once you make the bracha, you have to drink. But drinking is coincidental. The ikar chiyuv of Kiddush and the Dawud Kosas is, Chazal said, in four places in the Haggadah, we want you to make a bracha al hakos in these different areas. But the basic chiyuv is a chovas bracha. Once you say b'ri'a gafen, you got to drink. But that's incidental. The ikar is the bracha. And the Rambam clearly argues and says, what are you talking about? It's a chovas shtiya. So therefore, it's goshitasan. Tosfos holds, that's why Kiddush Li'al Pesach is the same as Kiddush all year round, because he holds it's a chovas abracha, and Shomei HaKohanah works. Just like it works all year round, it works Li'al Pesach, and one person can do everything. But the Rambam, she
can't possibly hold it's a chovas bracha.
What?
Because
who can't?
The Rambam, because the Sfaradim don't make four brachas.
Exactly. And the Rambam, exactly. The Rambam holds is a chovas shtiyah, is a chovas to drink four brachas. And how do we know? As Joel just said, because many people don't know. Again, among Sfaradim, you always have different minhagim. But I guess the true minhag Sfarad, or whatever you want to call it, they don't make four brachas. They drink. They have four cups of wine, but they only make two brachas. Well, how could you do it? I mean, they drink. You mean, isn't the Gemara saying brachas kohanene below bracha gilomah? What do you mean? No, so they're actually right. Midini Hefsik, they seem to have it right. Really, why are we making four brachas? In other words, Midini Hefsik, the bracha you made at the beginning of the meal covers until that. After you bench, you have a new bracha. The question is on us Ashkenaz. So obviously, what Midini Hefsik, we don't need it. Why do we? It must be, like the Briska Rav is saying, it's this independent mitzvah. There's a chovas bracha, Chazal set up in the four places, not just to drink, but to make a bracha, a bori priya guffin. So we actually, I think, the way I'm explaining it, we go with chumra. In other words, we're basically taking Tosfos and the Rambam and we're combining them together because we make the brachas and we drink. So we're combining both the shittas at Tosfos, and so we're going with the Rambam that everyone has a chovah to drink. But we're going with the Bali, we being Bnei Ashkenaz, but we make four brachas. So therefore, we combine both the shittas of the Rambam and the Baal Tosfos, and we make four brachas, and we have to drink. So that's a fundamental, at least according to the Rambam, that we pass like the Rambam, at least in terms of the drinking. And therefore, we have a second nafkamina between Li'al Pesach and Li'al Shabbos. Li'al Shabbos, no one has to drink except the person making the Kiddush, but we pass like the Rambam. Li'al Pesach, you're out of luck, or you're in luck, depending on your view on drinking. You have a chova to see. Now you have an excuse to, you have to drink. What you have to drink, that will be next week we'll get into. That's one, that's a second. I'll do one more, third nafkamina. is as follows. It ties into this one. And there's another machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam. And the question is, how much do you have to drink? So let's start Friday night. So you make Kiddush. How much do you have to drink? So the halacha is the cup has to be hold a revias of wine. So a revias of wine can be from anywhere from 3.3 ounces to 4.2. So on a mitzvah in our Torah, we're usually strict. On a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we're lenient. But the cup has to minimally hold a revias. How much do I have to drink of the revias? So Tosfos writes, and we pass it this way, you have to drink rov revias. 51% of a revias. So whether the cup is 25 ounces big, whether the cup is 10 ounces or just 4.2 ounces, I only have to drink 51% of 4.2. Shabbos, Taraisa, let's assume a revias is 4.2. So no matter how big the cup size is irrelevant, unless it's less than a revias, then you have a problem. But assuming it's more than a revias, whether it's a 10-ounce cup, 15-ounce cup, it doesn't make a difference. You only have to drink 51% of the 4.2 ounces. According to the Ramban, Nechmanides, you have to be careful. The Ramban writes, you have to drink Rov Kos. So therefore, we don't pass it like the Ramban. But according to the Ramban, even Friday night, you have to drink Rov Kos. We don't pass it. So we pass it all year round. All you have to drink is Rov Revias, not a lot. A little more, 51% of 4.2 ounces or less.
You consider the Friday night drinking of the wine to be a derisa?
Let's assume that the Kiddush is derisa. Yeah, so that's the three sheetahs in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, Kiddush Bidvarim is derisa alone. That's end of derisa. So then you have the Bali Tos. You have Rashi and Nazir. It's not really Rashi, but the Gemara talks about what does a Nazir do for Kiddush? That's the Gemara's Kasha at the beginning of Nazir. So the Gemara has a very cryptic language, something about, what about Kiddusha v'Havdala Mitzvah? So it's a Kasha, Machokas, Rashi. Tell how you learn the Gemara. According to way Rashi learns over there, that no, it's Mushba V'Omeid, that since drinking the wine is Minat Torah, so what do you mean? Of course the Nazir has to drink the Kiddush because it's Mushba V'Omeid, and others learn the Gemara, it's a Kasha on that because... So you have three sheetahs. Either you have Rashi that even drinking the wine is deraisa. You have the Bali Tosfos Kiddush over a cup of wine is deraisa, but you don't have to actually drink the wine. And you have the Rambam this Kiddush Bidvarim is deraisa. So you have, depending on which sheetah we go with.
Practice.
So
because you started saying that let's say Friday night Kiddush.
No, so in general we assume like we generally go with the Rambam that. The Kiddush, but right to them, we're just generally we'll mock Mary, you're right. If, depending, because, I'll tell you why, because because the question is when we're fulfilling our mitzvah of Kiddush Minat Torah. So, again, since even though the actual drinking of the wine or not, but maybe, maybe
at best you have a subject
direction. No.
At best.
Yeah, but maybe out to Revias, how big it has to be, right, in terms of drink.
There's also and that you're actually
Mekayim,
the
Kiddush,
on the wine.
That's the Prima Gadin. You're, the one that they always quoted to you in the area. The Prima Gadin sheet, you said we always Paskin liked. But the Prima Gadin, he says that Dafka, once Chazal, it's true Minat Torah was that way, but once Chazal to do it on a run, even to Minat Torah, you have to, so that's what... whichever Lamdish you want to get, but that's what with the Prima Gadin, we could say that. So that's Kiddush Liel Shabbos. What about Kiddush Liel Pesach? So Tosfos would say, yeah, same thing. Rov Revias. So you had the same halach of Shabbos. You just have to drink Rov Revias. The Rambam sheet is you have a Chovas Kos. You have to drink four cups. So Lichas Chili, you got to drink the whole cup. But B'diyeved, Ruva Kakula, the majority is considered everything. And therefore, the Brisker Rosman is Lushi Tasson. According to Tosfos, who holds the Chiyavan Leil Pesach, is a Cholas Bracha, like it is Leil Shabbos. So the same halachas of Kiddush that apply all year round apply to Leil Pesach. According to the Rambam, it's a Cholas Shtias Kos. So if the din in the Kos, I got to drink a Kos. Really, preferably the whole Kos, but at least B'diyeved, or not B'diyeved, but minimally, Rubik or Kos, at least 51% of it. That's why one has to be careful, Leil Pesach, that you shouldn't have such a big cup. What I mean is the cup should be big enough, but the problem is, if you have a 20-ounce mug, we have Pesach, you're going to have, you know, potential problem on how you hold your liquor and stuff. Again, that gets into whether you have to use wine. We'll get into that next week, wine or grape juice. But assuming, like, you have to use wine, you might have a major issue. Even drinking that much grape juice, you're going to get sick. But, like one of the rabbis had a headache until Shavuos. Therefore, one should be careful. You should try to get a cup just the size of Revias, you know, not too big, because lichat chila, you want to drink the whole cup. So it's reasonable if you get the 4.2 ounces in that range. And usually you don't have to even worry this year, because Kiddush is Friday night, so you'll maybe be machmir on the first cup. But the other three, you don't have to be machmir. I mean, you could change cups, I guess, but you're going to have the same Revias for the first cup. But you got, I guess in theory you could change cups, but the Friday night, this is more of an issue to be machmir, because it's Friday night and Kiddush could be daraisa. But that's the cups. So one should be careful. You should have a reasonable amount size cup, because you don't want to have too big, because you have to at least drink Rove Kos, and Rove Kos on a 30-ounce beer mug, you know, might be a little challenging drinking and then actually conducting the Seder at the same time. So just to summarize, so we had the differences between Kiddush Liel Shabbos and Kiddush Liel Pesach. And so far we've begun, there's a lot more where that this came from. We'll continue next week. But the first one was this Zman. Tomorrow night we're going to bring in Shabbos early, and even very early, because you could bring Rav Socho Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, you could bring in Kiddush early, and Machlokes or Zaru and others, whether... So the Or Zeruah says that's what we learn out the source of Tosefah Shabbos being Daraisa, the fact we can make Kiddush during this time, and Kiddush is Daraisa, it shows Tosefah Shabbos is Daraisa. The Mordechai comes to the opposite conclusion, Tosefah Shabbos is only Darabanan, and since you could do Kiddush, which is a Daraisa during a Zman Darabanan, that means a Chi of Darabanan can be mostly a Daraisa. We don't pass it in that way, but that's the Mordechai and Megillah. And the Rambam doesn't have Tosefah Shabbos, he doesn't need it, because he holds... the mitzvah of Kiddush is to do it before Shabbos. So we brought down by Kiddush, we bring it in early. Pesach, we're against Liel Pesach, we have to wait until nightfall, either according to the Magen Avraham, because it's one of the first cups, it's a din of extension of the Loch of Matzah and Korban Pesach. According to the Taz, it's Kiddush B'makam Suda, you can't eat the Suda until night, and you can't make Kiddush, and we said that fits in with the Taz tomorrow night, that you can eat, since on Shabbos you can eat the Suda during the day, that's why the Taz holds you can make Kiddush. Kiddush Makam Suda, the fact that the Taz says you can make Kiddush early on Friday, Rav says it, so obviously you have to conclude you can also have the Suda. The Marshal says you have to eat the Suda later, so Mikra Adin, you could be Yotze even if you finish before. It can't hurt to have another Kezayis of Challah. Most of the time you're having the meal anyway, you're going late, so just have another Kezayis. It's easier than having another Kezayis of Matzah, Challah. Usually tastes better. And then that's the Machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz, and the Nafka Mina, it comes with a Kul and a Chumra. If you make Kiddush early, according to the Magen Avraham, it's okay. Just drink another cup of wine. According to the Taz, you got to repeat Kiddush. But on the other side, like Rav Shechter, Machlokes, like the Magen Avraham, you got to finish everything by Chatzos. The second, we have two cups of wine, halal, etc. According to the Taz, it's not an issue. And we had the other, and then we had the other Nafka Mina, not only in the Zman, but who drinks it? All year round, as long as one person makes the Kiddush, everyone else listens, it's good enough. But Liel Pesach, it's a Machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, and our meaning is, we combine both, the Machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether it's a Chovas Shti, a Chovas Bracha, we take both, because we make four brachas, and we drink, so we go both with Tosfos. So that's the second Nafka Mina, is that everyone has to drink, and thirdly, how much we have to drink. It's enough just to drink the majority of 4.2 on Friday night. It doesn't make a difference the size of your cup, but on Pesach we go with the Rambam, that's the Chovas Kos, and therefore you have to at least drink the majority of the Kos, preferably the whole Kos, and therefore make sure your cup's not too big, so you'll be able to finish all Dalet Kosos. Questions? Well, you already had them.